95.9 The Rad. You're 9 in a row rock station. Good morning, Eastside Dave right there.
Hello, good morning.
Gods is here on this Wednesday because it's World According to Gods on a Wednesday.
Hell yeah, baby. Let's start drinking some beers.
You might not want to be eating breakfast during today's No Sweat News.
Okay. All right. You know what? At least you've warned us for a change.
At least I gave you a warning.
I had a breakfast bagel ready to go, but forget about it now.
Today we're brought to you by Plymouth Rock Car and Home Assurance. Fellow New Jerseyans get benefits like Crash Busters, mobile claim service. They come to you to assess your car's damage for a quote. PlymouthRock.com. Apparently there's a problem with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
What?
Now, this is interesting. A guy named Jensen Karp in L.A. Is a writer, and he's married to Danielle Fishel, who was on Boy Meets Girl, or Boy Meets World, which is just a little detail that makes this story even stranger. He was having cinnamon...
Wait, Topanga?
Yeah.
He married to Topanga?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that chick was hot.
Well, mm-hmm.
Guts.
Okay.
She was child. Continue, Carr.
Just makes the story a little odder. He's having breakfast, eating a Cinnamon Toast Crunch like a good pandemic husband does. And he found two shrimp tails in his bowl.
Oh. He found two shrimp tails?
Now.
Eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch. What the bleep?
Yeah. And his cinnamon toast. So he tweeted a picture and tagged them in it and said, "Hey, found some shrimp tails in my cinnamon toast." And the cereal company, I don't know if it's Quaker Oats or whoever it is, answered him and said, "No, no, no, those aren't shrimp tails. That's just sugar that didn't get mixed up in the cereal enough. Here's a coupon for a new one." I bet you they sent him a coupon. And he said, "No. No.
Shrimp tails.
Doesn't look like sugar accumulated into a weird shape. It looks like freaking shrimp tails." And he emptied out the rest of the bag, and here's what he found.
This is weird as hell.
He found more shrimp tails, dental floss.
Oh, my God. Goodbye, Cinnamon Toast Crunch forever.
String.
That's all I needed to hear. Nope, string.
And little black dots on some of the cereal. And the theory is that a mouse or... dare I say, rat, got into the bag and the shrimp and string and dental floss.
A little nest or something?
Are its little nest collections.
Switch to Fruity Pebbles.
So
wait, mouses, mice have like a little, they have like little trinkets and things that they collect?
Apparently.
They like to, you know, have like a little shrimp tail. Maybe like that's like their table in their house.
And... Topanga's husband says he's going to bring the shrimp tails in for DNA testing.
We'll
let you know what sort of crustacean we're dealing with.
There's got to be a hole in the box where the damn thing got in.
Right, you would think.
Topanga's husband just got paid. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like Topanga don't need to go back to work.
We go to Canada for story number two. Here's the story of a guy who stole a police car, and while he was being arrested for stealing the police car, he stole another police car. This guy didn't see that coming. How do you miss that, Mr. Police Officer?
Oh, man.
So the dude is... Monday afternoon in Levis, Quebec, Canada, police responding to a report of a stolen police car. Other cops spotted the stolen police car and the chase was on. I don't know if everybody was flashing lights or not.
Give that man a rat t-shirt immediately.
Right, exactly.
This guy's awesome.
So the thing ended when the guy in question crashed the stolen police car into a barrier.
Right.
Wow.
The cops swarm him and tried to arrest him, but he got away and ran to one of the other police cars that was just left running by the policeman who was trying to arrest him for stealing the first police car. Well,
that was the big mistake. And you guys think I'm screwed up.
Yes, we do.
Well, yeah. One's got nothing to do with the other. I'll tell you that much right now.
This whole thing led to another chase, which ended in another crash.
And he stole another car.
Which did not result in the stealing of another car.
That would have been great. This was an ongoing loop. Right. Like one of those cartoon loops, like the Flintstones.
Like a GIF.
Yeah, like the background keeps just going around and around. Did this guy get a Jersey Shore Award? We got to get him one.
This guy's
incredible.
That would be a no.
I would sign him up for the Demolition Derby, though. Apparently, this guy can get into multiple car accidents and survive.
Dateline Maine for a similar story, a similar but different story. Guy in Maine had his car stolen while he was at the police station reporting a stolen bicycle.
Excuse me?
Logan Fontaine was in the Madawaska police station for about 38 seconds after he emerged the police station. He found his car gone from the parking lot. He had left it idling right in front of the police station. So, yes, kind of stupid to leave it idling, but what a ballsy move on the part of the thief, as it was sitting right in front of the police station.
Well, you know, carpe diem. Gotta file another report. This guy really, he lives in the moment.
Wasn't even his bike that was stolen.
Oh, my God.
He stopped because he saw a grown man with a pair of bolt cutters walking a girl's bike down the street. And he said, that kind of looks suspicious. Maybe I'll go report it.
My stomach hurts.
That's hysterical.
This is crazy.
Well, once he left the police station and found his car had not been left idling, he did take heel to toe, turn himself around, and report his car stolen.
Oh, my God.
Inside said police station.
Poor bastard. He's got to be the best news ever.
That poor dumb bastard.
This is why you don't do anything nice for anyone. Good Samaritan, throw it out the window.
The police found his car later that day being driven by the guy who stole it from in front of the police station. No word on the girl's bike, though.
I hope she gets it back.
I hope so, too.
That's for your car, pal. You're never going to see that thing again.
Don't leave it idling, man.
Why do I think of Pee Wee Herman at this point? It's in the basement of the Alamo.
The Alamo.
The Alamo.
Right.
In the basement.
I can't.
Just left it idling in front of the police station. That's the No Sweat News for today. Now, we're giving away, this is fun, we're giving away two Club Rat VIP rat hats on Friday's No Sweat News quiz.
All right. I like that.
Part of the old swag, the swag collection of giveaways here on the Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.